might as well put my foot in the mouth early. You mentioned to me earlier on when we discussed this a little bit, we had a good time to get together. But I have some problems with this part of it, and you, see if you can clear it up for me. My understanding of Galatians and Romans, although they were written somewhere like a few months apart from the same place, although the subject matter within them are, has to do with the law, is two different, diametrically different sets of circumstances. In Galatia area, where they's having a problem with the Judaizing teachers in one area, Rome far, far away, where an apostle or anyone like that probably had never visited it until later on when Paul did. We have two different sets of circumstances, two different types of people involved, one being a Jew who had, here's where I have problems, and that is the way I've always explained Romans, I could be wrong, and that is Paul is bringing all under sin, although he's writing to Christians, all have to realize they need the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in order to be saved. And so when he writes, starting off, the Gentiles, he didn't really have a lot of problem with that because they recognized they were under sin.
Yeah.
Whereas the Jew, they were, it was harder to convince them because of all the stumbling blocks, the law and those sorts of things, and being the lineage of Abraham. Now, so therefore, I don't believe he's really referring to Jews as Christians as such. He's trying to bring them to Christianity, and so they'll recognize they're lost, to recognize they need the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So therefore, Galatia letter, the doctrine of Judaizing teachers, he is writing in view of the Gentile, which the Jews recognized in Acts 11 that the Gentiles could be saved. But these Pharisees, the unbelieving party, who were members of the church, were teaching the false doctrine. Yes, you can be saved, but you've got to keep the law and be circumcised. So you've got a different set of circumstances in Galatians, which did truly come out of from the Judaizing teacher. But I don't know that a Judaizing teacher, unless their doctrine crept over there about 1,000 miles away, had ever reached that point, and the circumstances are different.
Probably the Galatians had more problems with it, no doubt about it. Once you read the book of Galatians, he starts off the chapter talking about the problems with it, obviously, in the very first chapter, about those who pervert the gospel and so on. But it was apparently a very widespread problem. It was going through all the churches, and most of those that I read after seemed to think it was also becoming a problem at Rome, that it was a situation up there, too. But